Yes. Not Hindu dharma, but spiritual satisfaction of spiritual starvation. Because we are spiritual beings. That I was trying to explain, that we have bodily necessities, at the same time we have a spiritual necessity. This Western civilization, they are simply after the bodily necessities. Just like here is a qualified medical man. He is made, what for medical man? He knows how to satisfy the medical necessities of the body. He has no information of the spirit soul. Is it not a fact? Yes? Have you got any idea what is spirit soul?
Not from the medical knowledge.
That's why I say that the university, educational institution all over the world, they are simply concerned with this body. According to our Vedic culture, to remain satisfied with the bodily necessities of life is the business of animals. Saiva bhukha. Jashyaka buddhi kunapi tidhasate. Sadhik kalatra visubhoma ijyati. Jatisa buddhi salile na parhiti. Janesu avijyesu saiva bhukha. These are animal conceptions. So anyone who is accepting this body as the self is saiva bhukha. Bho means cows and kharo means acid. So this civilization based on the bodily necessities of life is animal civilization. Because we are not this body, we are spirit soul, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehina asmin dehi, Dehina asmin jatha dehi, Kaumara jauvanan jara, tatha dehantara prati. The soul is within the body. And it is transmigrating from one type of body to another. Even in this life, just like I was in a baby's body, I was in a child's body, I was in a boy's body, those bodies are gone. But I remember that I was in such and such body. But I am now in a different body. Therefore, although my bodies have changed so many times, I am cognizant. I know that I have such and such body. Tatha dihantara prati. To transmigrate from one body to another. This is the authoritative statement of Bhagavad Gita. There are so many serious students of Bhagavad Gita. Just like Mahatma Gandhi. His photographs are all over the Bhagavad Gita standing. But he was not the leader of understanding what is soul. He was simply concerned with the body. This nationalism is concerning this body. Bhoma ijjati. Bhoma ijjati. Ijja means worshipable. On account of this bodily concept of life, they have taken that this earth or the place where the body is born, that has become worshipful. That is nationalism. Bhoma ijyati, sadhik kalatravisu, and from my body, there is relationship with my wife, was my children. And therefore they are my own men. There are hundreds and thousands of women, but one woman who has got bodily connection, as is my wife. I have to do so many things for her. Similarly, in children, the bodily connection, the whole material civilization, nationalism, socialism, thisism, thatism, everything based on this bodily concept of life. But one who is in bodily concept of life, he is no better than cows and asses. So, in the human form of life, because of the developed consciousness, there is inquiry. Hey, what I am? What I am? Am I this body? Or am I something else other than this body? This is natural inquiry. And the Vedanta Sutra begins from this inquiry. Athāka brahma jigyāsa. In the animal concept of life, the inquiry is, where is my food, where is my shelter, where is my sex, where is my defense? These inquiries. But when one comes to the human form of body, the inquiry should be, at least, that what I am. If I study myself, I think. If I take this finger, am I this finger? The answer will be no. It is my finger. The my eyes, my head, everything my, the very heart. Unless this inquiry comes into the living form of life, as a human form of life, he is not human being. He is animal, because animals never inquire. He is satisfied. The dog is satisfied. He knows that I am his body. And according to the dog's body, he barks, that's all. No more inquiry. Therefore, actual human form of life, actual business of human form of life begins from this inquiry. Brahma Jigyasa. So this Brahma Jigyasa is being explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is Brahma? That is Devinasmin Dathadevi, Kumara Jovanam Dada, Tatha Dehantaram Prati. So Dehi, the owner of the body, is Brahma. Therefore, basic injunction is just realize what you are, Aham Brahmasmi. So, it is not Hindu dharma or Indian dharma. It is natural inquiry of the living being when he is advanced in consciousness. So, in the bodily concept of life, material necessities can be fulfilled by money or eating, sleeping, making. But because these things do not give satisfaction to the Western people anymore, because they have seen enough of them, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, natural inquiries, what? Brahma. And that answer can be had from India, no else. And therefore they have got inclination. Whenever they see some Indian swami, Indian person talking about spiritual reflux, but they cheat. And instead of satisfying them, that so far our international society is concerned, we do not cheat. We speak the real truth. Here is God, Krishna. Here you are. Your relationship is to serve me. Do this. So they are doing that. Therefore, you see a little success of this movement all over the world.
What is God to a layman?
Layman means, we already explained, he is no better than animal. Because layman means one who thinks that I am this God. He is layman. He has more than information. So layman is equal to animal. So layman's education, layman's advancement is decoration of the dead body. If you decorate a dead body, you can feel satisfaction. Rather feel love. What a fool he is decorating a dead body. Bhagavad Bhakti, Hinasta. Jati japas tapas kriya apranasahi devata mandanam lokaram. Layman's business is decorating this dead body.
But if you are to explain to me what
you are,
how do you explain
to me? Then suppose what you ask, what is your business? What do you do? You teach us. What is the subject matter?
I teach law.
Yes. So, if one wants to know what is law, then he must become a student. It is not that simply asking what is law that you can make him understand within a meaning to it in law. Is it possible?
Yeah.
First of all, you must be a graduate, then you should take entrance in the law college, then you must learn. So, what is boss? That is the inquiry. But it requires training. And that is basic dharma. Varnashrama dharma. Varnashrama charvata purushina parapuma. Anyone who has taken to the system of varnashrama dharma, four varnas, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, and four ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, unless one takes to this institutional education. He's no more than an animal. So to know God means he must become a Brahman. Real qualified Brahman. That's what Brahman is expected. Because Brahma Janati is the Brahman. So, but there is no law. Lawless country. Therefore one is passing as a Brahmana without any knowledge of Brahma. That is the defect. Formally, the government will see, I was explaining this morning, it is the Kshatriya's duty to see that one is passing as a Brahmana, whether he is qualified. Why he should pass? Suppose he says, I am a medical man. He must be qualified. And if he says, I am a gentleman, then he is cheating. You cannot call yourself a Brahmana unless you are qualified. But that is going on. And the cheating is being accepted. Therefore, this Varnashrama Dharma, Hindu Dharma or Vedic Dharma means Varnashrama. One must first of all accept the principles of Varnas and Ashrama. Then there is question of understanding God. God is not so cheap thing. What is God? Can you understand him? You must become, first of all, Brahman.
So in order to understand what is God, one has to be in his family and come to
something. So why do you surmise like that? You do not know what is God. How do you surmise your proposal?
No.
Now why you are asking this question? You know I have a strength that one has to become Brahman. There are many Brahmanas, those who are with children. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he had no children, he was family man. Nityananda Prabhu was family man. And Advaita Prabhu was family man. They are all Brahmanas. family man, but they knew what is God. The real thing is to know God, not to, because everything is allowed. This eight, four varnas and four ashramas. So there is no such thing that one has to become, to come to this form of life or that form of life. So, varnasrama asaravata, you must execute the varnasrama. Then you'll understand. It doesn't matter whether you are a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya, a shudra. That is a cooperation. That's why in your body there must be the head, there must be the arms, there must be the belly, and there must be the leg. By comparative study, head is more important than the leg. But leg is also required. You cannot do without leg. Similarly, brahmana is the head. Kshatriya is the arm. Vaishya is the belly. And shudra is the leg. That much I require my head, so much I require the leg. But the leg must do the leg duty and the head must do the head duty. Then it's perfect. And if the head is cracked, then everything is gone. Madman. So at the present moment, there is no Brahman qualified. Therefore the society is in chaos. In chaotic condition, all are searching after something, substantial. That is the position of the Western countries. They have heard so many things about India's culture. Still, they respect India's culture, spiritual culture. They're hankering after. But unfortunately, the so-called yogis, samis come and cheat them. That is the difference. And this is the first time that systematically we are presenting what is actual Vedic Dharma or Bhagavata. This question was raised by Ramananda Raya before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Varnasrama, he quoted this verse from Vishnu Purana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yo vajra age kaho. Yes, it is all right, varnasrama, but it is now external. If you know something better, you speak. So in this way, the whole system was discussed. At last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the system of Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Vishnu. Varnasrama Dharma is also Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate. The real purpose is understanding Vishnu, the Supreme. So Varnasrama Dharma is also meant for understanding Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhyate. In fact, these formulas of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, it is the age is so rotten that it is very difficult to revive this Varnasrama Dharma culture. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, iha vajra age kaho. Yes, it is all right, but it is external now. It cannot be utilized at the present moment. So, when Ramananda Raya stated, citing one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, sthāne sthitā sutikatāṁ tanuvāṁ manuji prāyasa ajitopi jitakvasi paittirakyaṁ. Each one simply hears about Vishnu. In that, never mind, in whatever condition he is. Then he can understand what is wrong. Sthāne sthitā sutikatāṁ. Sutikatāṁ means hearing. receiving from the ear, Sriti Goswami, Tanuvan Mahavi. And that's why he can get his body, his voice, Tanuvan, mind. Then, although Lord Vishnu is Ajita, nobody can conquer him. He can conquer. He can understand what is Vishnu, what is his concept, what is my relationship with him. All these things can be understood. Therefore, we are propagating the same principle. We do not ask anyone, first of all you become Brahma, then come here. No. Let him come. And hear about Vishnu. We speak, discuss about Bhagavad Gita. They hear. They hear Srimad Bhagavat. They have seen our books. So these books are discussed, and gradually, it is a fact, Sruti Gatam Tanumana Manohi, if one gives only oral reception to this transcendental message, then, although God is Ajita, nobody can conquer. He becomes conquered. So that is becoming, happening. That although they are American, European, Canadian, African, Australian, not all of them are Indian. Indians are also there. But because they are giving oral reception to this transcendental method, they are becoming alive. So, anyone will give oral reception to this message. First of all, Bhagavad Gita, entrance, then Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamritam, like books. Then gradually he will self-realize, fully cognizant what is God. What is God? This is Athat Brahma Jijnasa means what is God. So this institution is meant for giving chance to everyone to hear. It doesn't require education. Simply, God has given him this ear. Let him receive the message from the ear. Sruti Gatam Tanuvam Manohi. This is the process. Very simple process. Simply to hear, sincerely, then everything will be done very well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chaita Dharpana Marjana, by hearing the mirror of consciousness is just like a mirror, it is not covered with dust. Marjana, mirror is to clean with a duster, then you can see clearly what is your face. So while the chanting process and here, gradually, the dirty things in the heart will be cleansed. Sinnatana sapatha Krishna punna sarvana kirtam. Simply hearing about Krishna is punna pious activities. Punna sarvana kirtam. All that you hear, all you chant. Punna sarvana kirtam. Riddhantatta avadrani. There are so many jati things, nonsense things within the heart. Riddhantatta avadrani. Dhunoti. Is what? Sannatam sabata krishna punna sarvana kirtam. Who is it? Find out this verse. Sinnatam satata Krishna, punna savana kirtam. In the first canto, first part, third chapter, corresponding one is calling. Sinnatam, you can find out the index. Sinnatam sapata Krishna punna sarvana kirtam riddhantasta avadrani vidhunati suhit satam. This process will be adapted. Hear about Krishna without any prejudice. Then everything is good.
S-R, yes.
Sinnatam Sapatha Krishna.
S-I-N?
Sapatha? S-G-A? Yes. What is it?
Sapatha?
Krishna. Spinnatam Sapatha Krishna. You are not learning only funding one side is required. Correct funding one side.
What?
Yes. Yes. Spinnatam Sapatha Krishna Punnat Savana Kirtana. Ritran Tasa Avajani. আপনার ছেলে পুলে কি একটি মেয়ে এইখানে জন্ম ইংলিশ ইংলিশ মেয়ে তুমি ইংলিশ ইংলিশ বলছিস ইংলিশ বুঝবে ইংলিশ বাংলা টাংলা বলে না বাংলা জানো আপনার বাপুর বাড়ি কোথায় আমার ডিস্ট্রিক্ট কোথায় কোন গ্রাম আচ্ছা ওইখানে শিবপুর শিবপুরে অনেক সব ভালো লোকের বাস আছে আপনাদের বাড়ি শিবপুর
S-R. Sven.
Sinnatan, Sapatha, Krishna. You couldn't find here, did you? Find out. Second chapter, no?
What is it?
Second chapter. Second chapter. 17th verse. Yeah.
Sinnatam Sapatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Vidayantato Yatvajani Vihanti Suri Satam.
Hunati Suri Satam.
Hunati Suri Satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
This is the process. If you hear about Krishna, then Krishna is using your chant. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyesha Arjuna Tishthati. When he sees your answers, then he helps you in cleansing the dirty things within your heart.
Messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are none different from him. Whenever, therefore, a senseless hearing of God is undertaken, It is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastakam declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound, but unfortunately we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally responded to his devotees. When he sees that his devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee and in such a way that that devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path of back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to the allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from a remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
We describe many hearts out there that are locked. Without adopting the prescribed method, nobody can advance. But they say the prescribed method is very simple. Simply to hear the holy name of the Lord. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, you people. Karo Nasti, 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 Nasti. So, as arch for understanding God, there is, after struggle for material sense that is, bodily concept of life means material sense that is. The Western world is after that, material sense that is. One who is little advanced, he wants to know more than material sense can be. That is good science. And those who are simply absorbed in material sense gratification, they are in the lower stage of any of that. So, what is the present civilization? Western, what is your opinion? What they are for?
I don't know. What difference does it make? Suppose the person who thinks of God all his life and dies, and the person who doesn't think of God at all, what is our life of today?
Yes.
Then, why do you have to think of God? Why do you have to forget about the
material. First of all, you have to understand that there is life after death.
Why is it a
thing, a belief? No, it is not a thing. It is a fact. That I have already given you the example. You are a child. That body is no longer existing. But you know that you are a child. Therefore, the conclusion is that although the body has changed, But you, the soul, the Noah, is still there. Therefore, when this body will change, he will exist in another body.
In what form?
That is another thing. First of all, you have to accept this fact that you have to change this body, as you have already changed so many times. Tathātha Krishna first of all says, Tathātha Dehāntara Prāpti. Ankara, another. Body, you have to accept.
And that's the question of present world and what you are eating. Coming back to the question I asked of what you think about this present world and the present train of present civilization.
Yes. They do not know. Even big professors. I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He said, finally, after annihilation of this body, there is nothing.
Well, that has brought this answer, and it's causing more and more trouble.
Yes.
More and more, in practice of medicine, if we look into the practice of medicine, I think we are more faced with the problem of mental illness. I should say, in the region of 30% of our time is devoted for people suffering from mental anxiety, which we call anxiety state, and partly depression. But I think most of the time I surmise part of the problem is not that they are not well paid, it is not that they are not well dressed. Part of the problem is to accept as they are and to think of something which is different. I mean, they could believe that there is something beyond this world, and if they can accept that, probably they will be better off. They will accept their present inconveniences more easily and will not be depressed.
Yes.
And that is the present problem.
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Matra parshat kutomteya śrītoṣṇa sukha-dukkha-dā. Sukha-dukkha-dā. Mātrāt parśāstu tōntiya śrīta uṣṇa sukha-dukkha-dā. Āgama apāyina anityā. Tāṁsitikha-sabhā. If one is engaged in his cultivation of spiritual life, then he should tolerate all these bodily pains and pleasures. Because they come and go. Let's say you are a medical man, you treat some patient, suppose he is attacked with fever. Everyone knows that fever has come, after some time it will go away. So, the one who is cultivating Krishna consciousness is not very much disturbed with fever. He knows that it has come and will go automatically. He will fast for food a few days. There is a Bengali proverb, jor and kor khetanati tanam. If you receive one unwanted guest and fever, you don't give him eat, then it will dwell. Unwanted guest, if you do not give him food, it will dwell. Even fever also, if you don't eat, it will go automatically. So, after all these things come and go, the example is given, śrīta uṣṇa. Śrīta means winter and uṣṇa means summer. As the summer comes and go, winter comes and go. So these kinds of sufferings, they come and go. So Krishna is advising, tāṅkṛtikha sabhāra. Therefore, the brahmana's qualification is titikha. Sattva, sama, dhamma, saucha, titikha. Tolerance. They are not very much bothered with the bodily pains and pleasure. They come and go. They are engaged in real business. What is their life? Brahma. See, if one is engaged in the prime business of life, Brahma understanding, Athara Brahma Jigyasa, for him, this bodily pains and pleasure becomes minor things. Therefore, you see such examples that one saintly person is living in the Himalayan mountain. There is no fall, there is no proper place. Still, they live. Still, there are many, but nowadays it is not possible. Voluntarily, they used to go to the forest in Himalaya just to tolerate the pains and pleasure of the body equally and engage in their own business of spiritual understanding. But that is human civilization. Human civilization that is described in the Tapa Dibhya. For the supreme spiritual realization, one should undergo tapasya. Nāyāna deha dehu bhājāna milope kastāna kāmāna arhati virbhujāna. This is the instruction of Vishabhya, that this body, everyone got body, cats and dogs and hogs, they have got body, we have also body. The kings and demigods, they have got body. Everyone has got body. But especially the body of Nāyāna deha dehu bhājāna milope. In the human society, this body is not meant for kastana kama, to satisfy self-gratification with very, very hard labor. Like the hogs and dogs. Then what is meant for tapa, vidvam, putrata, jena, suddhe. My dear boys, this body is meant for tapasya. Why tapasya? As your question is, jena suddhe, your existence will be purified. Jasmād brahma sukham manantam, then you get perpetual blissful life. Everyone is seeking after a blissful life. But that is not possible in this materialistic way of life. That is not possible. One must seek blissful life in spiritual understanding, brahma-sukham, brahma-sukham. That is required. Transcendental pleasure. Namante yogina anante satyanande siddhātma satyanande, real happiness. In the spiritual understanding, spiritual platform. Iti rāma-pade nāsu parabrahmaitya vidhīyate. That kind of enjoyment is called Rama. Raman. From Rama, Rama. That is what I'm So there is no education at the present moment. But people are hankering. Western people especially, they have seen enough of this material enjoyment. Now they are hankering after their spiritual life. Therefore, they look forward toward the daily culture. This is the answer.
What is the purpose of God for creating human life or animal life or so many things?
That is the next question. You have to accept this body, but what kind of body you'll have, that you can see, that there are so many varieties of life, body, you have to accept one of them. It's like when you are admitted into school for education, the idea was that you'll be educated. And according to education, there are so many posts in the class office. Let's say you are a lawyer, he is a medical man, somebody is an engineer, somebody else, somebody. Varieties are fields of activities. So according to the perfection of one's education, he has to accept one post like that. Similarly, next body means according to your karma. Karmanam bhajvanetrena. Jantar Deha Upapatti. You are preparing your next life. That is also explaining the Bhagavad. Janti Deva Deva Vrata. Pitrin Janti Pitri Vrata. Dute Ja Janti Bhutani. Marja Dino Pi Janti Bhutani. So according to your culture and mentality, your condition of life will be at the end of your life. Jangjama bhavam smaran loke tajattam te kaleva. Sadata bhava bhava. The whole life as you have thought, as you have absorbed in thought, the same mentality will be concentrated at the time of your death. So, God's mentality and that mentality and house mentality, or there are so many kinds of, so you get next body according to their mentality.
Yes, can you scientifically prove this? I mean, is it
just purely
a matter of belief? Or, yeah.
This is science. Our science is perfect science. Because we are receiving knowledge from the perfect Krishna. And the so-called science is imperfect because the knowledge is received from imperfect person. However, great scientists you may, you have to admit that your senses are imperfect. So, imperfect senses can give imperfect knowledge. That is not helpful. What you are thinking, scientific knowledge, then is bogus. Because the man who has given that knowledge is imperfect. How you can expect perfect knowledge from the imperfect person?
It's a question of
degree maybe, but ultimately, if you are unable to give perfect knowledge, then what is the use of taking knowledge from?
If I accept that view, but how do
you do that? Yes, therefore we take from the perfect Krishna. We take from Krishna's dependency. One speaks as good as Krishna. And that is our process. Evam parampara prapam imam rajasayo. We don't accept knowledge from any rascal. We accept knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme. I may be rascal. But because I am receiving knowledge from the perfect, whatever we speak, that is perfect. A child may be innocent, he does not know. But he has learned that this article is called spectacle. So when he says, the child says, Parat, this is spectacle, this is perfect knowledge. Similarly, if you hear from the perfect and act accordingly, then you are perfect. Now Krishna says, Tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti. After that, there is another body. So, he accepts it. It doesn't require any proof of so-called science, it is imperfect.
So, the question of belief comes first.
It is not belief, it is fact.
Yeah, but if you say fact, how do you prove? You know, you say
this is
proof, Krishna
says.
It has been said by Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that is our basic evidence. Whenever we speak something, we immediately quote from Vedas. This is our process. If it is accepted by the basic process, then it's perfect. Just like in the law court, you are a lawyer. You are arguing. When you quote from a judgment, previous judgment, it is accepted. Similarly, when you give authoritative statement, support of your talking, then it's accepted. That is it. Otherwise, what these books are there? Because in mental circulation, what is the use of the book? But as soon as we speak something, we immediately support by quoting from very reason. And that is perfect. And now we have to possess little knowledge. Just like Krishna says, how Krishna is perfect. Krishna is giving income, side by side. Yatha, dehi nasmin yatha dehi, asmin dehi, as there is the soul. There is the soul, asmin dehi. And he is having different types of body. Kumara jovanam jara. He is changing body. From child, from boyhood to youthhood to another thing. Tathāpi āhantaram prāsti. Where is the illogical presentation? This is scientific. For an intelligent man, this is scientific. And if he is still dull-headed, then what can be done? Krishna gives example. Tathāpi āhantaram prāsti. As the soul is changing body from baby to child to boyhood to youth, like that. Similarly, affection is in this body. It may be invisible to you, but the subtle body is there. We have got two kinds of bodies. Bhumi rāpāna lo vāyu khaṁ mana buddhili vacha. This material, eight kinds of materials. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, ego. So, when your body of earth, water, fire, air, here is the medical man. He knows about this body made of earth, water, fire, air. But he does not know perhaps the body made of mind, intelligence in it. Do you think so? There is another body made of mind, intelligence and ego.
Not in that sense.
The mind is there. Everyone knows you have got mind, I have got mind. But can you see the mind? Can you see the intelligence?
It is something
abstract. Not abstract. There is a material. You have no eyes to see.
Well, at present we can. We have got three different medicine, starting intelligence, starting from
6 months
onwards after that.
Anyway, you accept. That is my point. When you are studying, you accept. That means you accept. There is intelligence. So, besides this material body, gross material body, there is a subtle body. Subtle body. Just like, besides your pope, there is a sap, or there is a genie. Similarly, the soul is covered by the subtle body and the gross body. What is known as death, that is annihilation, are the gross body. The subtle body remains there, and the subtle body carries him as it desires. The subtle body carries him to a place where he can again grow another material body according to the desire of the body.
Do you mean the body or the soul,
the same thing? No. Soul is different. Soul is finer than intelligence. These things are explained in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha param mana manasastu parobuddhi buddhesu parodhasa. First of all, gross understanding, this body means the senses. Indriyani, those who are animals, they are saying that this is all. But they do not understand that these indriyas are being controlled by mind. If one's mind is what is called distorted, then the indriyas cannot work, then it's madman. You try to cure the mental disease, just to bring him in proper position to control the senses.
Otherwise,
he does not know how to control the senses. Therefore, the controller of the senses is the mind. And above the mind there is intelligence. And above the intelligence there is soul. So we cannot see even the mind, intelligence and ego. And how we can see the soul? The soul has got its magnitude. And without understanding, without education about the soul, about the spirit soul, any other understanding, there is an animal understanding.
Could I ask, please, if prana is the life force, isn't it? So is it the prana is the life force, isn't it?
Prana is the life force.
Is it in different parts of the body?
Prana.
Yes.
In the prana, air. The soul flows.
Yes.
Therefore, the controlling the air is called pranayama.
Yes.
That is yogi process.
Thank you.
Prana is a flight air, which carries the soul is very small.
Yes.
Atomic. And not our breath. Yes. He's and the villain. He was one. He was one. Kapakama decision or not? Law judgment design. Background story for them. On the other side, you are a lawyer. You only call on the other side, and that is not your business. You must know it.
No, I'm just
talking
about
the family.
Don't go to the
I want to buy something. তার সব বিষয় নিয়ে কথা ছিল লজিক ইজ ইজ লজিক তথা দেহান্তর হোয়ার ইজ দি ইলজি ইউ আর পার্ট ইউর চাইল্ডহুড বডি ইউ আর পার্ট ইউর ইউথুড বডি ইউ আর ইন এ ডিফারেন্ট বডি অলদো ইউ আর ইন ডিফারেন্ট বডি ইউ আর ইন্টারেস্টিং হোয়াট বেটার লজিক ইউ ক্যান ডিসকভার You cannot discover any better logic than this. Don't accuse that we are illogical. Don't accuse. We are logical, completely logical. But we have got brain to understand. Yes. Logic you can put for us, but one must have this brain to understand. If one is dull, like stone, how you can understand logic? This is very clear logic. Kathadeyantra prati, viya satsana, viya, one is so cool-headed. He understands, yes, do you know?
No,
my plan is for this purpose, provided you kindly take it. But if you don't take it, then of course, there is a difference. My time is set for, I have dedicated my life for this purpose, and touring all over the world, giving this knowledge. The sound of it. If you don't accept, you must give better logic, what you know. Don't think we are going under sentiment. Don't think like that. We have got sound logic.
I would say that, but I am not mentally prepared to that extent.
That's all right, but if you are not prepared, then you learn how to become prepared. Then the same conclusion comes. That logic you can give to the animals, but he cannot take it.
I don't think that logic can explain anything.
No, logic cannot. But still, as much logic you require, that logic is there.
Yes, but I don't know what's the logic about. I don't know, but what logic cannot explain anything and everything. And if mathematics and arithmetic, if we go to them at once to give them proof 10 is equal to 0 or 9 is equal to 0, it is also possible by itself.
That may be possible, that is, it has no practical use. It has no practical use. If the banker gives you 0 and you accept 9, then it is suspected. But if you do theoretical faith, all these things, that may you keep it in your pocket. But practically it has no use. The 9 equal to 0 and 2 equal to 0. That is not practical.
That's why the logic, I don't think logic can explain anything.
No, then it is skepticism. There is no progress at all. There is no progress at all. As far as man can understand, there is little logic there that a human being can understand. That's all. And if we accept this theory that logic, our life is imperfect, we cannot understand, then we have to accept our fate. Just like the child, Maharaj said, here is your father. There is no logic. There is no logic. He has success. Only the mother person is logic. That's all. Okay. Is it not?
Yes.
Then when there is no logic, the authority must be. Therefore we have said that. Authority. Shabda Prama is the best evidence. Shabda Prama. There are different evidences. Out of that, Veda Prama, Shabda Prama is first class. All right. Thank you very much.
Prabhupada's purpose in attending our temple and following regulated principles.
Very good.
And she wants to become initiated.
Oh, yes.
I would love to have a Sanskrit name too, please.
Oh, yes, you have. You have. You like to be bald-headed?
No, I think I'll keep my hair to go blind. I can't give up everything. If my leg could be healed, then I want to advance.
Well, you are different from leg. If leg is not healed, you can be healed.
You mean healed spiritually?
Yes, that is different. Real healing.
Because it's keeping me from things I should be doing, you see. I can't meet all my responsibilities for it.
Give me water. When they come to lodge, you have to keep lodge. That is dogs of sinners. That is the mentality. Yes. Padanta Gopi Vidhe, by losing that intelligence, going to hell. They do not know. Padanta Gopi Vishatam Samusram. By uncontrolled senses. Because as soon as they come to spiritual life, they have to control senses. So that they do not know. That is very difficult.
I'm not prepared for
that. Yes. Actually, they are not people. Then you suffer. They are not prepared because as soon as they understand that they are going to be one of these varieties of life, they shudder. Therefore, they do not like to understand. He, by logic, has proved that you are going to be a dog next life. And that is very difficult. Just like one astrologer has said, a dog has become a dog in Sweden. You know that?
No,
yes, in Delhi, one astrologer. Yes. That I do not know.
Are you going to worship here?
Well, they do not believe in astrology. Therefore, they cannot take any step. They do not believe in next life. So they cannot take any step. And whether it is a fact or not, because they do not believe in next life, then what is the use of taking step? Is it as good as to say that Jawaharlal Nehru has become Indra? If somebody says that, they will have to discard this thing also. And they have to discard that thing also. Because they do not believe in the next life. Simply by presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, we can defy all these respects. Everything is there. And Bhagavad Gita was not presented as it is. That is the difference. The first thing is Katha Dehantara Prakriti. Nobody understands. And they are students of Bhagavad Gita. Even Gandhi, he did not understand. Dehantaram Prati. All these political leaders, they do not understand what is Dehantaram Prati. What do you think? Bhadra Krishna. The Dehantara Prati. Huh? Do they understand? Yeah. They do that in the same.
You might think in he was a politician, he was actually not in Buddhist, to not understand how to do that. But how the name of Ram came from the name of Ram, has come from his last word.
Practice. Look at what the Radha or Radha.
So that came, the last word.
Yeah.
It is you describe or practice.
Practice. That will act. That will act.
He
did not know. But because you are chanting Raghupati Radha Radha, Radha Ram, that has given it this effect. But he really did not understand. That's like the same in Ram, the Mahavira. He said, Haram.
Ram.
Haram. He wanted to speak Haram, but it became Haram. That is, he did not know anything of Ram. But Ram, the name Ram is so powerful that he, although he said Haram, it affected. Yeah. Yeah. The Gandhi may not know the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, but as he chanted Haram, that has been it.
I wonder what Ram meant when we say the mantra.
Hari
Ram.
Ram means.
So it was not a deep inspired, it was only the practice.
So that is part.
That is why
that is part.
At the time of death, he spoke Ram.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are the pious man.
So he chanted
the Ram. He daily was chanting Yogavati Radha.
So,
where this chanting effect will go? He chanted it. Hare Krishna. But I mean to say that he could not teach for Ram.
No.
That is his misfortune. But in spite of his misfortune, because he practiced to chant the name of Ram, he was pious. Although he was ignorant. He was absorbed in thought of politics. He would have understood that Ram is a fact, Krishna is a fact. That he did not understand. Then he would have preached the glory of Ram, the glory of Krishna. He took the chanting of Rama for his political purposes. He utilized political purposes, like that is Nama Pura. Samma Subhakriya Mati Pramad. He was trying to get some material profit by chanting the holy name of Ram. That he got material profit. He was the most famous politician all over the world.
But he did not accept his
book, at the
same time.
Okay, he accepted Mahatma alone. What?
But not political.
That is another trick, it may be. Or he did not laugh. It means, because he is so great, what is his presidency? Presidency elected post for 5 years. But he was recognized all over the world as a great leader. That is greater than any president's post or prime minister's post. So, that is not much. But the thing is, that if you are actually aware of the importance of Ram, that is it. He took it, Rama, as some means for his political purpose. But still it affected. And the time of death is said Rama.
So you think he is going to heaven? What is his position?
But because he did not understand Rama, therefore he cannot go to the kingdom of God. But he will get very high position. He may go to the heavenly planet. Heaven is in the material world. Heaven is in the material world. You can get greater standard of life, greater duration of life. That's all. Higher standard of life, just like Brahma. Brahma's one day cannot calculate. He's so powerful, and he's created this universe, but he is in the material world. He's also a living entity, like her, but very exalted. So, he cannot get the post of Brahma, but he can get rise in higher planetary system. That is Saturn. That is explained in the find out that verse. That is explained in this. That verse, Yoga Prasya Sanjayate, Sitinal Sumatangi. But he did not understand Bhagavad Gita, that's fact.
But what about this position of Valmiki?
He went to the kingdom of God.
No. Yeah.
He knew what is Rama. Yes. They are not in vague understanding.
You wouldn't be able to
write
Ramayana if you didn't understand
Ramayana. Yes. He had meditated for 60,000 years.
But I think
it's
done
if you say that
Sukrit
is his body. Following the five senses.
This is an interpretation
from God. He did not understand. That's a fact. But in this child, he does not understand. But if he is charged Hare Krishna, that will be effective. If he understands or not understands, it doesn't matter. What is that? Prapti punya kritan lokan. Prapti punya kritan lokan. This is it. So punya kritan lokan means heavenly planet. Prapti punya kritan lokan. You cannot go to the heavenly planet unless you are very pious. So he is promoted in heavenly planet. But the duration of life is very long, standard of living is very nice. But there is no Krishna consciousness. What is the prapto? Punna kritan loka?
Pushitva shashvati sama.
Pushitya shashvati sama. For very long time. Because to get life in the heavenly planets means at least 10,000 of years. In their calculation, their one day is equal to 6 months. In that way, 10,000 years. Ushitya Sarsati Sama. What is it? Ushitya Sarsati Sama?
Ushitva Sarsati Sama. Shichinam Srimatam Jehe. Yoga Brashto Kijayate.
Then again they come down to this material world and he takes birth either in very exalted Brahmin family, Suchina, or very rich Vaishya family. After enjoying that, again he is given chance to become Krishna conscious. And if he misses, then again goes down. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, these are all false allegations. If I have to come again, back, again I have to accept another lower grade life, then what is the profit? Krishna gives his text, understand. Taktati ham punarjanma, naiti, maaneti. You become Krishna conscious. After the giving of this body, nama material body, either in the heavenly planet or in the lower heavenly sky, you come directly. And that is what. You should not be attracted by somebody has gone to heavenly planet for 10,000 of years living. We should not be attracted by these things. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati says, Kaivalananda Narakayate, Tidasapuro Akasapuspayate. Tidasapuro means heavenly planets. Akasapuro, it is just like Wheel of the Wisp. Something, just like what you say in Hindi. There are many powers which have no existence. Just like in Bengali we say Ghoraddi. Ghorad Din. Din means egg. The horse never lays down egg. But the word is running up, the egg of horse. See, it has no existence, but the word is there. Similarly, what you say in Hindi, something which has no existence, but it is current. And I think there is.
Hawaii.
Hawaii killer, yes. Hawaii killer, and there is a port. It is something like the Vaishnava considers the heavenly planet like Hawaii killer. That's all.
This rebirth is important for self-realization.
Next birth?
To be born in a rich.
But there is facility because people are harassed for getting food and shelter. Everyone is working so hard where to get nice food, where to get nice shelter. A rich man means he has already got. So if he's saying, if he is good, has got good association, direction, then he can think that I have no anxiety for my food, shelter and other necessities of life. So how shall I utilize my time? And if he gets good guru, then he can utilize very nicely, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. There is a chance. He hasn't got to work. Because people are very much perplexed. How to get shelter, how to get food. But he has got the chance. Yes, hasn't got the endeavor for food and shelter and other necessities of the body. Ample he has got. So he can save time for spiritual advancement. That is an advantage. It is not necessary, it is almost disadvantage. But actually it is advantage. Unfortunately, those who are born in this family, they take advantage of it that I have got so much money, let me enjoy sense gratification. Maya dictates, oh, you have got so much money, utilize for wine or milk, etc.
People say
I have seen him. He's religious temperament. Not very, but...
He loves Krishna.
He's a good man.
That's a good example. Example like that.
He's a good man. He's a good scholar also. Educated.
He was coming here, but I don't know why he's not coming to this one last year in Bhagavatam discourse. He accepted his son. So we got it back also.
They will go on and pause for a minute.
And you and now, we also accepted it in
there in Tatsun, but still there, so many respectful persons can. The governor can, the high court, justice is the Canadian ambassador can, so many men can. And you are very humble, you sit down, below. He is also very nice.
By that duty, when you see their duty to respect him.
In this planet. In order to be elevated to the kingdom of God, they cannot go directly from the heavenly plane. They will have to come here.
Let me explain my heart.
Kine punne humo matta lokam visham. You have got prasad? Not yet. Come on. Any more? Any more? Another? Come on.